I was just hoping that someday you would pay attention to the things that I say.
Stop saying that in a different way.
Before.
You always tell me I don't listen. That's literally a different way.
I was really hoping that you would have listened to me.
He's not hearing you. Or you're not hearing him. Is that what it is?
I heard you loud and clear.
Maybe you heard, but you're not listening. Or you're listening, but you didn't hear.
That's
or
his
something.
New Which famous line. You know how you like get on something and he's like, you're... That's because you're not listening.
When you're looking for something, I don't care what it is, you're gonna find it. Like, I don't give a shit. It could be your wife not listening. It could be your kids getting
he's
in trouble.
He's on that kick of people not listening.
And he's looking for it. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I listen. I'm a good listener.
No comment.
All right, let's get started.
Sun rolling over acres of farmland, shining the light on the world. Up in no name, dirt roads about to get tore up, all going down in a town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
That's right. Podcast. Whoa.
There you go. Ben. Oh, there you are. Sorry.
Cut my mic there. Yeah.
What did we just talk about? You can't hear him. He's not listening.
I was listening and I noticed that it wasn't working, so I fixed it.
Andy.
You guys are like in a debate class right now. Like, who's going to come out on top on this one?
Ben's on one today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he's making me get on one.
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed, as they
I
say.
I don't know. I mean, you're just a little feisty.
Didn't get your 8 hours in?
I did wake up at about, oh boy, what was it? Probably, I'd say about maybe like 4 or 5. And it was one of those, like, when you wake up and then you start thinking about work and you start thinking about all these things and then you can't go back to sleep and then you're frustrated. You're in a nice little dreamland. And now that's in your freaking head.
I think you should be mad at the dogs because that was the time they wanted to go out and pee. It's their fault.
They do.
I mean, they do wake really up to never that. The dog's fault.
Right, of course. Never.
Have you guys looked into getting like a dog door that is just permanently there that they can always get themselves out?
I that's honestly what we think that about. Would be smart for Margo. But we don't have a fence. That wouldn't be good.
Well, but then Margo might run away and you never have to deal with her
Perfect.
Again.
Perfect.
You know, like there's always a silver lining.
I'm telling your daughter.
It's not her dog anymore. It's now ours. We inherited it.
No, but if you get an invisible fence, you know, there's ways. But
yeah.
We have always.
You have that?
No, but we're really looking at getting something done. Because, yeah, our dogs are the same way. Like, oh, you know, it's random, too. Like, it's 5 o'clock today or this morning. And the next morning we beat them up, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah, when you're off into dreamland and. You know, you didn't get to bed quite early enough.
You wake up to that crap.
Mm-hmm.
So what's got you stressed? Everything?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about something happy.
Okay. Well, the pressing issue that's taken the nation by storm is 100 versus 1.
What is that?
I've been hearing about this.
Yes.
Do explain.
100 men... versus one silverback gorilla, who would win?
Oh, they're not.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I thought you were saying they're going to do it.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's going to try it.
No.
No, there's been simulations done. They've had AI redo it. I even got sucked into watching 10,000 gorillas versus 1 million men. I watched that whole video. That was fascinating.
Because my head went to that bull race thing that they do in China. You know, you just run with the bulls and then
first
just
of
Spain.
All, it's not
Spain,
China.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean, I literally in my head saw Spain.
Yeah.
And I said China. Oh my gosh. Mm. Sorry.
What does that say about you?
I mean, I'm dyslexic. We already know this. So.
Oh.
What is China's equivalent? Because like.
Is that what that means?
A lot of like Central America, Mexico, cockfighting's the thing. North America, we got into dog fighting, you know, and then Spain's still under a lot of pressure, but Spain's like, fuck you, we're going to do our bull racing.
So is this an actual movie, and does the gorilla win? Is this a spoiler alert?
It's not a spoiler alert, but it's a big debate, and everybody has their own take on it, like everybody. And the guerrillas always win. And yeah. I'm kind of on the bullshit. I'm like, no. I think 100 men could do it.
Bull. No
fucking way.
The
gorillas always win.
If gorillas you don't have always win.
If you don't have a... Are they going to give you a tool like a gun or a
knife?
Nope,
it's bare hands. Bare
okay,
hands.
There's no way the girl's going to win.
That's what all the academia folks say. But I'm thinking, if you're a man and you're faced with this and it's either life or death, and you've already seen the first 20 men get their heads ripped off, their arms ripped off, you're going to pull together with the remaining 80 men and be like, we got to bum rush this guy. Yeah. You got to rip out his eyeballs. You rip out his throat. I mean, I'm telling you, when your life is in the balance, you will go to a place.
I'm sure, but there's just no way a gorilla will like turn around, bite,
not claw. Not with 80 men piled on top of him. He is not Neo. This is not the Matrix.
Oh, that's a good scene.
Yeah.
I think the real question is it 100? Is it 100 or 80?
100 men.
100, okay. 100 modern men or 100
You took it to the next level.
1950s, 1960s men.
So there you go. So Conor McGregor, you know, the famous UFC fighter, he's like, I'll tell you what, right now, I'll beat the shit out of 100 gorillas by myself.
Oh, of course he said that.
I mean, and if you got a bunch of those UFC guys, like, shit, how low could we get? 20 guys? 50 guys? I don't know.
I'm pretty confident that if we could hand pick 100 men, then we could take a gorilla. Those 100 men would, one, have to have the mentality and accept death, right?
Yes. Yep.
Because
yep.
You're probably going to lose 50 to 75% of them.
Something, yeah.
In that battle,
right?
Yeah, would you do this?
It depends on the stakes.
Well, no, but if you were forced to, I'm saying that's what would.
Oh, so that's what is? Yeah, are the stakes like $1 million at the end?
No, or? Just your life.
No, no. Like the stakes would have
this
to be
a
like
a reality show.
The stakes would have to be like, humanity is on the line.
Oh,
or like if you don't do this, then you have to watch every one of your family members taken down at a firing line or something like that. So if that was the stakes, then it would be like, okay, I have to die.
Yeah.
Like I either die or I don't, you know, I have to take this on. So if you had that mentality, if you had 100 dudes with that mentality and with a decent amount of strength, you just overwhelm the thing. Like if all 100 of you attack at the same time, people are absolutely going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some will make it.
I get it. Their strength is unbelievable. The bone density and their muscle mass and how you can't even penetrate their skin. It's so thick you can't bite through it. All right. Well, let's get 100 guys on it.
Yeah.
What if it was – I always take the the Colosseum back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you throw the gorilla out there and then the 100 men come running in from the tunnel, right? And let's say their deal is – if you guys don't dispatch and take this gorilla down, we're going to take your firstborn son, and your sons are going to be the next 100. So you're fighting for not just your life, the life of your son. I think you'd see some pretty atrocious acts, and I think that gorilla would die.
Do you guys think you have like that deep anger that you could fight some gorilla with some badass bullshit? Like
you'd have to if that's
like
the stakes,
you think you could pull that out of somewhere.
Yeah,
can you take your mind there right now to anything that you've ever done that to or for?
I mean, I've done some pretty nasty things. I mean, I grew up on a farm, and you know, I remember the re-release of Bambi. We went and watched that, and I came home, and Dad and Uncle Ed had deer hanging in our tree. So, like, I don't know. I'm a Denver realist when it gets to that stuff. how about timing for that, though? They re-release Bambi. We go to the movie theater, and it's on opening weekend of deer season.
Yeah, it's good timing.
So, no, you haven't found that.
I guess I'd have to think about it. But I can't imagine there's been a situation in my life where
I can't either, but I just don't. I get it. Maybe 100 men. I mean, now has the other side and women been like, well, we can do this too? Has that come up?
I have not heard that.
I'm shocked.
I don't know.
Because if I doubt that the men can, I surely don't think women can.
The problem with the simulations that I've seen, it's the 100 men come running at the gorilla, and the gorilla just starts swinging and beats the shit out of them. The guys aren't swinging back, or they're fighting him one-on-one, one at a time. It's like, no, that's not how it would go down.
Because
otherwise, that's just a conveyor belt of, you know, chewing toys for that gorilla.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of the Hunger Games. Like, you have to find an alliance, and it's got to be more than a handful of
people. And then you
got to
cross that alliance. Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. Crazy. I've never heard this.
Yeah, it's big.
Is
it's
this
everywhere.
All over X or what?
It's all over X, all over Facebook.
I'm going to see it now because my phone's listening.
Yep.
It's going to be all over.
You better believe it. Yeah, you'll get to see all the fun simulations now, and I'm sure there's some new ones that I haven't even seen.
Okay, so, well, I'll just send them to you guys later.
Yep, let's do it.
What a crazy thing.
Two gorillas versus 200 men.
It is good, though, to hear that, like, that's like the big thing on social media right now, as opposed to like, whatever the freaking political anger topic is of the day.
Yeah,
like that's more fun for people to like debate about that. You know about the gorilla.
It is, and I think it's what social media was kind of meant for.
Right.
For fun discussions, dumb debates, and people to come together and be like, you know, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Right.
But it's a place for you to tune out and get away from it, whatever it might be for you.
Yeah, that's right. I like it. So, So on that theme.
Wait, come on. The transition's got to be better than that.
What's wrong with my transition?
Come on, smooth.
All right, you're doing it going forward.
Go
now.
For it.
You're getting it.
I don't know what we're talking about today.
I'm waiting.
I'm just giving razzing you today because you're already a little.
you're on one today.
He told me that last week.
100 bends versus a gorilla. That gorilla would like turn around and run the other way.
Today.
What you got for us?
Before we get started, let's give a shout out to Barnow.
Yes, sir.
Do the clap.
I can't remember which one's the clap.
There we go.
Yes, very nice. Very nice. So Barnow, barnowl.tech. Go there, check it out. These are the standalone surveillance cams, game cams, whatever you want to use them for, cellular connected, solar powered, you can add onto there. Again, we've got ours out on the road. I see it daily. I see all the people coming in and out of the farm. I see the delivery vehicles. I know when they're showing up, if they did, if they didn't, you know, I can track all that. We get a noon delivery every day, pretty much. And a lot of our day is based off of that. So I can literally see from the notifications on the camera because it sends it right to my phone. Like, I look at my phone, it's 1 o'clock. I haven't seen the notification yet. Shit, we're an hour behind today. You know, just things like that is what I use it for.
And I can't lie and say, we didn't get the shipment. I can't work today.
Morgan's down at the shop. She's like, I'm just sitting here waiting for the guy. I'm like, he was there half an hour ago.
You sent her the text or the picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, no, that's not him. That was somebody else.
Yeah. Then we get a lot of things on the, on the imagery where it's just like a random vehicle come up or whatever, and I can see them. I can see the people. I have a picture of them.
Do you ever zoom in?
Oh yeah, it hasn't been anything nefarious thus far, but you know, at least we know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. It's good piece to have out on the farm or the ranch or whatever. And then we've got one down in the woods for kind of in a game cam style. I've been seeing some cool imagery from that in turkey hunting season.
Yeah, so they're both the Reach Cam, Reach model.
Mm-hmm.
And that one down in the woods, that's pretty remote, but it's pretty exciting seeing that bachelor party of Tom turkeys walk by.
Yeah.
You know, you got a group of four there.
You posted that on our YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So folks can go to that, Common Folk on YouTube. Look for our, what is it? It's a Common Folk logo. If you're looking for the thumbnail, the icon.
Yeah.
So it's black with the Common Folk logo on it.
Yep, CF.
Make sure you're on the right page there. But yeah, you can see the some of those pictures from that Reach Cam, those turkeys down there running around. And
you can also see the box that the Reach Cam put around it and recognize, like it has facial recognition.
Yep.
Well, it has animal recognition. So there's a little paw print underneath each one of the turkeys, signifying that it's an animal. It's not a pickup truck. It's not a person.
When it sends you a message, you kind of get that notification of what are you looking at?
We need to test this and get a Yeti or a Sasquatch outfit and follow those turkeys down that path one day to see what that Reach Cam sends you. Like, would it be like a question mark with a little Yeti
next
to it?
Is it a man? Is it a animal?
What if it straight up says, that's a Yeti or that's a, I don't know.
Then we know it's real.
A Bigfoot. Yeah, exactly.
Proof right there.
So you've sent us pictures because I don't have my phone connected. You guys do. Of this, and I've talked to a couple people about seeing turkeys. I don't turkey hunt, but you guys do, whatever. I might have sold a couple of these realistically because they're like, where do you get these pictures? And they're like, oh, it has a time? I'm like, yeah, come on. So
well, hopefully they're using the discount
code.
Well,
I talk about it and I said, I did. I said, it's use Farm Focus. It's on Barn Owl. These are the cameras. Totally not kidding here. I don't know if they're a little bit older. They didn't know.
Yeah.
Like if it was, and I was like, obviously this guy does hunt. And he's like, yeah, we have the chip. I'm like, we've done that too. But then you got to go back to the computer, whatever.
Yeah.
This is a new age.
So yeah, what's cool about these, it's super easy to set up. It's just a website that you go to. You key in the camera information and then you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your settings right in that app. How many photos you want it to take when it triggers, if you want it to take video, how long's the video, how often do you want it sent to you, whatever. And as I said, it's cellular connected. It gets signal just about anywhere. So where we're at down there, we've said this before, the signal is trash and it's getting photos out of there. I can't get my phone to connect down there, but it's sending photos to my phone from down there. Also, the solar panels keeping the batteries 100%. They're still 100% today. It's been down there for months. It's got the tree cover and everything. It's still picking up enough sunlight to keep that charged.
Real nice insurance policy that your batteries will never go dead having that there. And then, like you said, there's a canopy over top, but it's still getting enough sunlight.
Yep.
It's pretty handy.
Cool piece. So barnowl.tech if you're interested in learning more about their cameras. And then when you check out one word, discount code FARMFOCUSED, FOCUSED, 10% off. Go get you a Barn Owl camera. So today we're talking about, we're going to go back to like the fun episode.
Oh, okay. We're not going to get like deep here.
No, because like I said, I woke up a little angry today and I was pissed at some people and I was thinking about some things and I was ready to just rant. And I was like, nope, it's Friday. We're recording on Friday.
That's right.
I need to have a good day.
He was going to go gorilla.
Yeah, I was going to do that. And I said, you know what was fun? I was thinking about it this morning. When I was a kid, what was my favorite restaurants? Restaurants have changed a lot since we were kids.
Yeah.
What were the ones that I couldn't wait to go to? Because we didn't go to restaurants very often.
Right.
But why? Do you think that was across the board? I don't remember going to a lot of restaurants either. Do you think it was financially, or do you think it was just people would say this is just for a special time?
I think it's both. I think there was probably less, you know, expendable income for many of our families, you know, at that time. And now, like nowadays, I feel like it's just become so commonplace to just go pick up your food somewhere.
Yeah,
like it's not even a treat anymore. Where back then it was.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a great point. No, and the convenience factor, not only is it faster and more efficient, this and that, but there is a McDonald's like on every other corner. It seems like Starbucks famously put one on just about every other corner of a lot of cities, right? But for me growing up, it definitely had to do with us maybe not being poor, but it just wasn't around. Like the closest McDonald's to us was a 45-minute drive away.
Stop.
Yeah,
really?
Where you lived, they're probably like if there was a restaurant or something, it was probably a local mom and pop or something.
Yeah. So and we did. I don't know. I'd say we would go out to eat once every other weekend or so, and we had, you know, those four or five different eateries, bars, pubs, whatever that we'd go to, and most of them, I'll be honest, had really good cooks. You know, it was a mom and pa, and mom back there cooking, she was good.
Yeah.
she made some really good. So, I don't know, I felt kind of spoiled, but I do remember growing up thinking, those kids in O'Neill, they have it so good. they have a McDonald's in their town. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, and so that was one of our favorites, and that was back when McDonald's was really embracing the Happy Meal and toys.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if they had a banger of a toy series or a movie that was coming out, like, let's say a Disney movie that my mom got into, she would actually go out of her way to help us. Each week they would rotate the four different toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to go to O'Neill this week and we'll conveniently stop there and let you get a Happy Meal so you get that fourth. So like,
and they had good toys.
Yes, they did.
Like quality, not China crap that's going to fall apart.
It might have been, but
I bet I can name a toy that you guys had.
Okay,
Fraggle Rock car. A Fraggle Rock.
I remember the show, but I don't know if I had that toy.
Oh, man, it was such a popular toy, and they had just a runoff of way too many of that one car that had the chocolate chip cookies for wheels. And I mean, everybody had like four of these damn cars.
Yeah.
I just remember those glass, I think it was McDonald's, those glass cups.
Oh, yeah.
And you could maybe pay an extra dollar.
That was Burger King.
Oh, shoot. That was Burger King. Okay.
Yeah, Pocahontas,
they were
Lion King.
Real oh, yeah. glass.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had to do that too. But then we'd have to go all the way to Yankton, South Dakota to get to a Burger King. So it really was a treat for us.
Absolutely.
You know, and I would say the pinnacle, probably the best place, and it was just a fun time for everyone. And this is a tragedy, Ben. I don't want to put you in a bad mood, but this is in my mind, it's a tragedy. Pizza Hut,
yep,
and the Book It program. So the kid, you'd have to read a book. You got that little star sticker on that big old, you know, purple pen or pin. And then that was one of Mom's favorite restaurants, so she was more than happy to take us to O'Neill to go to Pizza Hut. And then there's usually some prize, like a toy or a book, you know, a book series. And our Pizza Hut had Off-Road, the arcade game.
Oh, that's my favorite, man.
So we'd always sneak a few quarters with us, too. So
you just sit there, like, just whip those steering wheels around, just hammer the nitro button. Boom,
right,
boom,
right.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
That truck would be flying across the screen.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait till the straightaway to just hammer that nitro.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that brought back a lot of memories for me. And unfortunately, a lot of Pizza Huts are dying off across the nation in these smaller towns like O'Neill, Neely, Nebraska, places like that. These for whatever reasons, Pizza Hut's having a tough time holding on.
And I think they still do Book It, but I think...
Do they really?
Yeah, wow. I've heard that, but they're really going out.
We've never seen it with our kids, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like way back in the day with our oldest, but
not the other two.
Do you think that program cost them more money than it made them, or do you think that worked? Because that seems to me like a genius marketing strategy.
A free pizza, and then your parents come in and they got to pay.
Right. And like you said, it had us. We had a Pizza Hut in town here. It had us there.
It's not here probably, anymore.
No, but probably once a month or something like that, because I would get my book thing filled up and we'd be like, hey, let's go get some pizza.
Yep. And what a fun way to reward a kid for reading you know? And then, like you said, like it had to hand over fist with that, because they're giving a little 6-inch pan pizza with one topping.
Yeah.
And but I didn't care.
Right. Yeah. And then the parents order a big pizza, and then you want the salad bar. Boom.
Yep.
That was where it was
Coke,
at.
Gallon of Coke, whatever.
Yeah.
You pitchers. Yeah. Remember they would bring out the pitchers?
Yeah, the pitcher of Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pepsi, whatever it was.
That was fun, man. Yeah. I was just talking to my son about that the other day, because we were driving past the building that was the Pizza Hut. And he was like, oh, there's nothing in there anymore. You know, why'd they close that Pizza Hut or whatever? And we had never been to it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, yeah, man, when we were a kid, we used to go in there all the time.
The
place was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would have shut down. It doesn't make sense. It seems like that's a good business model.
I think they have one in Nebraska City still.
They might.
They might.
Or is it Godfather's?
I think what's putting a lot of pressure on it is Casey's Pizza.
Yeah.
I think that's
just bomb
a destroyer.
Pizza.
It's good pizza, and they got a great product, and you know, filling stations, gas stations are everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
true. Tough.
I don't remember, speaking of that, when we were kids, having gas station food. Like, that wasn't really a thing when I was a kid.
It was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
We always would just get candy or chips.
So, 15 miles away from us was a fancy gas station that had VHSs that you could rent.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had hot stuff pizza. So you'd call ahead.
Hot stuff.
And And you'd, so that was another thing that we would get to do. I totally forgot about that. G's, Mr. G's gas station in Spencer, Nebraska. Shout out. That would be like a weekend treat for us, is we'd get to go to Mr. G's, get a hot stuff pizza, and rent a movie. One of those VHS cassettes.
Yep. Okay.
And back in those days, they didn't always rotate VHSs, so there's a lot of reruns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We watched Transformers and the Care Bears movie a couple of times. So.
Did Mr. G's have a back room? Adult-only section?
Oh, you're going there.
Not to my knowledge, but...
Well, you were a kid. You didn't know. Your dad didn't sneak away for a second?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm not saying that wasn't out of there. That could have been.
Dad had his own rental. Like, don't look over here, boy.
Employees only. Wink, wink. Room.
I remember when we'd rent movies there. God, what was the place called that you'd rent the movies from?
It's right down there.
It wasn't Blockbuster at the time. It was something else. But anyway.
Family Video?
Maybe something like that. I don't remember. But we'd go in there and get them. And I had to have been 7, 8, 9 years old, somewhere in that range. And you would see in the corner that like that little sign on the top that was like adults only or adult section or whatever. And it would have like, it would be like a doorway with like the little stringers, like the shiny stringers hanging down. So as a kid, you'd be like, what's going on back there? And that looks like a fun place because it's got all these lights and all the neon and all this shiny stuff. But then I realized later in life what it actually was. But I wasn't allowed to go back there, of course.
You're probably like, so what is NC-17? What rating is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So outside of like Pizza Huts and stuff like that, can you think of another restaurant that was your favorite?
I got one for sure. When I was young, you know, before driving and all that, my favorite place to go, like once, twice a year treat at most, was Cracker Barrel.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Why? Did you like the food or the toys?
No, we didn't get any toys. I mean, they had the store up front, but we never bought anything.
Okay.
Most everybody nowadays knows Cracker Barrels.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was really only just like a Southern thing. So we would go to Georgia to visit my family most summers.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get to stop at a Cracker Barrel on the way to Georgia, like as we started getting south in the U.S.
So that's always been their business model, being an interstate pull-off type of thing?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
But there was never one anywhere close to here.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't make a go have dinner or whatever. So making that trip, that was always fun. And the food, it was always good food.
Yeah.
It is good food.
And those little games on the table, did they always have those? Because I don't remember going to Cracker Barrels young, probably late teenage years or whatever, but they've always had the little peg thing.
Yep, that was always there. They have the fireplace in the dining area.
Zany trinkets and stuff
for sale.
Yeah, that was always a fun restaurant. It was kind of like, it was really just like grandma's cooking. And usually I was with grandma and grandpa when we were doing it because we would all go on that trip. But that was fun memories. Now they're all over the place.
Right.
I mean, we haven't been to one for a while, but I think I remember last year we made a trip up to Illinois and we stopped on the way back at one for breakfast.
Nice.
Great breakfast.
Yeah. And in filling too, right? They've always been known for the big portions and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something you can think about outside of your little stuff in your town? Or when you went on vacation or something?
Like, this is how bad I had it. Pizza Hut was kind of fancy, you know?
Yeah.
And McDonald's was a lot of fun, and we just thought that, wow, this is where it's at, you know? Mm-hmm. And now looking back at it, I think it was the way it should be, or designed to be, where that food really isn't nutritious food. And so once a week, you know, maybe once a month, once or twice a month is all you need. That's your fill. It's kind of like how the soda fountains used to be in all these small towns across the nation. Like that would be a once a day, usually once a week, like a Sunday afternoon, you went down to the soda fountain and got yourself a soda.
Yeah.
Now kids are shoveling that shit down, you know, 3 Cokes, 3 Mountain Dews a day. And obviously that's not good for you.
Yeah.
So, that's another just a case in point. We didn't know how good we had it. And it also kept it at a level where it did have some uniqueness to it, right? Like it wasn't saturated. It was always new. It was always fun. It was always something to look forward to when we got on the road to go shopping or play baseball. That was always if you win this little league game, we're going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, and it never got to if you lose, because we did lose some games, but we still went to McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
That was
a treat. You know?
Uh-huh.
You talk about the pops. I remember when we were young, the only time I would get a pop would be at grandma and grandpa's house, and they had the glass bottles in like 6-packs or whatever they were in the basement, not even sitting in the fridge. So they were like basement cold.
Ooh.
Which the basements were...
they're cool.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Unfinished basement. You know, it was like the storage area where all of the canned goods were, you know, all grandma's stuff, whatever. And the Cokes would be down there.
Yeah.
You know, and you go down and get one of those.
And you couldn't twist it off, right? You had to like get a bottle opener?
Yeah, bottle opener. And then you'd have to save them. I don't know how the process worked, but they definitely took them back in.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, for a nickel pop. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
speaking of soda, this is different. I just remember going to gas stations and not liking it, but we would always do a suicide. And it was horrible. Like, why did we? But we just had to do it.
Yeah, you did.
And then my parents would be like, "Well, you better drink that." And
yeah,
like,
yep. You did it. You're drinking.
Yeah, we used to do that too.
That was after every little league game, one kid would do it, and then everybody else had to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're a bitch. Yeah. You know?
I don't know if this was a nationwide thing or if only people. I don't know how many people we have listen that are from around here, but there's a few. Did you ever go to that McDonald's in, it would be, it's like West Bellevue on 36 and 370.
Was that the, like, the rock?
That's what
rock
I was about to say. Yeah. So it was like a rock and roll theme. It was like a 50s rock and roll theme.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
And it had the Moon Man.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. I remember him though. Big Mac.
Yeah, but like had a big like a big statue of him sitting on a bench in there, and everything in there was rock, like 50s rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That was the restaurant, because that was right up the street from the Bellevue Soccer Club.
Mm.
So we would have almost all of our soccer games there when we were younger. And then, like you said, after the game, most people would go hit the rock and roll McDonald's.
Yep.
And we'd go stop up there and eat, you know, whatever, after the game.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
You never been?
I grew up around there. It just doesn't strike.
Yeah. I made it to that one before it got tore down. But that's another thing that's been lost is that. So a McDonald's near us, the one in Yankton, South Dakota, that's a river town.
Mm-hmm.
So this McDonald's had this crazy build out of a riverboat theme. And there's a huge wooden riverboat in the middle of this McDonald's, and you sat around. They had these cool little stools around the. It was the coolest McDonald's you'd ever seen, and it had a lot of personality. But that all got lost, just like they're phasing out Happy Meals and play areas and all that stuff. It's just about and people. Like, it annoys the living shit
out
of me.
Dude, have you been in one of these brand new ones
lately?
I
hate them. Yeah, like I don't want to. Poke my finger
food?
At a kiosk.
I know.
And then they're forcing you to do it. And I've just walked out. I've went in there, looked at that, saw that there's no one behind the counter, and like, I'm out. Like, I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah,
how many
people do you think do that? Like, it's obviously the older generation, right?
But
like,
we're not that old.
We're not that old, but like the way we're talking today, we do sound pretty old.
We do. But I just don't. But okay, hear me out here. I think it's a little bit more efficient for me to walk in there and say, number one. Mm-hmm. And then they just, rather than me touch the screen, open the screen up, get back to the screen, tell her that I, you know, like, I handled that in less than a sentence, what I fucking wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to go.
Take
Jesus
3 minutes
Christ.
To click.
And we're adding steps, and there's still an asshole behind the counter that has to do that job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So until we get the new Tesla bot to straight up do it all for me and actually cook it and hand it to me.
That's got to be coming.
It is. It has to be,
God.
Right?
I'm done. I'm done, skis.
But I think they're making it harder than it needs to be. And you are seeing, and we've talked about this, you're seeing a retraction where even Hy-Vee is getting rid of that self-checkout.
Yeah. Let me go back to, you guys are jogging my memory, when we were younger, and you probably had this like little bakery or donut shop. I cannot remember the name, but I grew up in Lincoln, and my sisters always wanted donuts, but I always wanted... it was like in the shape of a
triangle.
Yes, but it's like a croissant with apple filling.
Like an apple.
Like
turnover.
An apple
it's a
turnover. There you go. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so good, and it had the like drizzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and we only really could get that at special times. I don't remember what, but it always seemed like it was kind of a little bit bougie, a little bit expensive.
Sure.
So we would go down there and get that. But outside of that, loved. Hands down, I still love Valentino's pizza, but we'd go to Valentino's buffet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like buffets seemed pretty special, or I don't know. There was something about it being a kid grabbing your own plate and serving yourself and then doing the salad bar. And we would always have sports events there, too.
Yeah.
They always had these long tables and all the kids. And
that's
it was
fun.
Just fun.
Yeah.
I just had some good memories of going to Valentino's buffets.
Yeah.
And we would do that a lot of times, even when we were married and younger in Omaha. They had a Valentino's, and we would do like Easter after Easter church.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to Valentino's.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's there anymore. They have the little kiosk pizza. So people that don't know what Valentino's is, it's pizza. But yeah, those are the two things that really I remembered.
Buffets have gotten like a bad rap.
They have now, like, for sure. Lately,
but that was definitely a thing when we were younger. And mm-hmm. if you think about it, like, you know, we were pretty much taught, like, if you go to a restaurant, you order, this is what you get. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you're like, I don't know, like almost like mentally, like you're limited. This is what you get, mm-hmm. okay? And you're paying $6 for it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Where then you would go to the buffet and you'd pay $6 and it was like, holy cow, I can eat all of this.
Yes, right.
Which of course you couldn't.
Yeah.
But like it was just a mental thing mm-hmm. where it was like, oh my gosh, this is like a magical place. I can walk around and I can pick all of these things.
Valentino's was special too, because you had to, and that was a fun one in O'Neill, Nebraska as well.
Was it? Okay.
That was in the rotation, right?
Was it?
But mom preferred Pizza Hut, so that's where we mom goes. But you had to get good enough at getting all your favorite flavored pizza, but then also saving enough room for that cinnamon dessert pizza.
Or the breadsticks.
The breadsticks, and then also the blueberry cobbler dessert pizza. Yeah. It's like, how in the shit am I going to eat five slices of my favorite pizza, all different flavors too, because you're not just mm-hmm. ordering one
and
for the
pasta.
Family. And pasta. And still save room for the cinnamon dessert pizza, because that shit is, you got
to eat. And I don't know if you were a salad guy, but you had to get a salad too, because there were so many freaking good things you could get on
the
salad.
Yeah, those little ham squares, you know?
Yep.
Oh, my God,
and the bacon
tough.
Bits that were like little rocks that you would just put all over everything.
They were rocks. They were not bacon. They
you
were just
had to let you just had to let the ranch soak them up for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't have the bricks.
Yeah.
And the croutons.
Yeah, the croutons were bricks. I mean, those were big.
Yep.
Then they had ice cream. You'd go in.
An ice cream machine. Oh, and I got to. God. Yeah, you had to do it. So
you just felt really special as a kid.
Yeah.
I just wonder, this might bring up a topic for our family text thread. I wonder if the girls can think of like something special like that. I hope, right? When you get your kids get older, they can think of something
fun,
fun and special that you did. Yeah. That, you know, obviously there's got to be something there. But going back to that food and going out to eat is just kind of like a whatever. Let's go now.
Just think
type
of
thing. It's not
was,
a not as special,
right?
Unless you go to some fancy restaurant and you call for reservations, then that becomes special. Why does that have to become special?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, is Kobe Steakhouse the new McDonald's? You know, right. where you all sit around and you have to watch this.
Our kids
hibachi
do like
guy
that place. Yeah,
it is fun.
Yeah,
and I told you my bitch with it, and it's a stupid hurdle I can't get over. But when the guy's mimicking a locomotive going choo 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 and goes Pony Express coming your way, that's a train. Horses are the Pony Express. Horses, what are we doing? It's fun, but
you're
really dropping the ball on that presentation.
The other problem with restaurants today is like.
It's $800 to go to Kobe Steakhouse.
Yeah, I mean, if you got if you're going to go as a family, you're a minimum of three people, usually more than that, and it is absolutely going to be a $100 bill. Period.
Yeah.
Usually,
just happened
it's way
yesterday
more than that
for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Usually, it's way more than that, but you have to plan. You have to plan for that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about some of the things that you said earlier. Like, so I've been thinking as like a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking like high school years. I was driving at 14 to school.
Yeah, me too.
My sister was 12, so she was riding with me.
Mm-hmm.
We would go, on our way to school. We'd always make sure we'd leave a little bit early, not always, but a day or two a week. And there was you were talking about donuts. We used to have a in-town donut place. I think it was called Wenchel's or something like that, which was the donut thing. Well, then the big dogs came to town, the Krispy Kreme, and built right across the street from Wenchel's. Shut them down.
Yeah.
But then we would go to the Krispy Kreme in the morning and get those donuts right off of the conveyor.
Oh, and they're hot.
Yeah. It was brand new thing. It was new to town, all this kind of stuff. So me and my sister would stop there and grab some of those. And I could not wait to scarf those down in the parking lot at school.
How many could you throw down? Because don't you remember eating them quick? And then afterwards, your stomach's like.
I don't.
It didn't matter. You're still, they taste too good up front. You're holding. Yeah.
There's still a Krispy Kreme in town.
Probably up in Omaha.
Those are kind of going under too.
Yeah, in Omaha, there's still that Krispy Kreme and the Wenchel Survive. They're on the same side of the street.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think out on Center Street.
Okay. Yeah.
Last I knew, anyway.
And I, when you were talking about driving with your car, I remember you always telling me when you would drive around, you'd have your big dog, and wouldn't mm-hmm. you roll through Burger King, get him a cheeseburger, and you'd get a cheeseburger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always ate.
I mean, I don't know what the price was. Did you get like a 2-for-1 deal, or
I mean,
what?
Those things were like 60 cents at the time.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, I think even when we were in college, I think McDonald's would have specials where it was 99 cents for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know, so
and it's all relative, but I mean, like, I drove up old pickup that got like 6 miles to the gallon, and I could put a $5 bill in the tank and drive for a few days.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The other thing I had was in the morning, if we weren't doing Krispy Kreme, sometimes we would do Burger King breakfast. I could not wait for those croissant sandwiches. Mm-hmm. That's probably, I don't know, the one thing in like the fast food industry that I can't believe has lasted from like the beginning of time. Like the croissant sandwich is not going away at Burger King.
They can't.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You still think it's awesome?
Oh, yeah, they're so good.
I don't ever see you get
even
a croissant
our sandwich.
I mean, I never go through fast food joints anymore, but it's an awesome sandwich.
They can't screw that one up. It's so good. Yeah, and you know, one of the fascinating things in one of my higher level business classes in college was talking about menus and how if you want to stay around, you constantly have to be changing that menu. And it goes counter to what you think.
Yeah.
You think you want to go somewhere and you always want to have the same thing or see it the same. And it's opposite of that. You always have to have new things to offer, give people a reason to come back. So, and Burger King, I just think, kind of did themselves wrong by constantly rotating, putting in new fries, different fries. It's like, no, I finally became a fan of this style of fry, and you're going to change it on me. You know what I mean? So, like, it's got to be a blend of, like, what McDonald's did. And that's why McDonald's is the case study for so many success stories. They got the Big Mac. They ran with it. They got those skinny, shitty little fries that I can't put down until they're all gone, knowing, just like Krispy Kreme, my stomach's going to hate this, but that doesn't matter.
Got to eat them.
Yep, got to eat them all. But so you got to have your staples that you know is going to be there and make me feel good because I know that, you know, it's giving me peace of mind, but then also have all these new options, this, that, the double, whatever it is.
If you think about it, and I know we don't go there a lot, but if you go to a fast food restaurant, like, you probably already know what you're going to order there.
Oh, true.
Like, you're not looking at the menu and going, what's new today?
Right.
Like, you know, like, I'm getting that, whatever the number is, maybe they changed the number, but I know what the meal is and I'm getting that.
Yeah.
And I'm moving on.
Yeah.
See, and I wouldn't pick the croissant. I just always like the biscuit sandwich thing.
That's good.
But, yeah.
What about the McGriddle? You guys ever have one of those?
No, I don't think I've ever had it. Yeah, I never ventured
what
off.
What is that?
I love them.
Is that the one that has the barbecue sauce?
No.
It's a breakfast.
Oh, breakfast. Sorry, we're not talking about lunch.
They basically taking the pancake and made the pancake into the bun, and then whatever you want in between there. And the bun, this pancake has so much sugar. Like, you can taste the sugar in the pancake. Pancake is a lot of sugar anyway.
Yeah.
But McDonald's like, no, double that.
Yeah, load it.
It is so fucking
good. Foods that are like misshapen from what they originally were have always weirded me out. So that's one of them. Like, that pancake weird bun shape thing with like the McDonald's stamp on it or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not natural. Like, when I look at it, that's not natural. That's not what a pancake is supposed to look like.
Well, you could say the same for, that's not what a hamburger is supposed to look like.
Probably. You know,
like, very true.
Well, I mean, I love Big Macs. So I'll have a Big Mac attack every once in a while, but that is not what a burger is
supposed to
be.
That was always my hang up with Wendy's too, because their burgers were square. So I was like, dude, a square burger? Like,
it's hilarious.
But they always
said
they were fresh.
Yeah.
I know they always said that. I think they had to say that because it was so, like, industrial shaped that it was like, there's no way this thing is real.
You're reminding me of an ad campaign that Burger King came out with. I think it was, like, in the early 2000s, late 90s, where they're just being realists, you know, being real.
Mm-hmm.
And one dude just goes up and goes, it's a square patty. It's a round bun. What the hell's going on with this? You know, I've never
doesn't make sense.
making your case for you there.
Have you guys seen the waves on I've seen this on Instagram a few times, that there's like, if you have a massive migraine, the cure is going through McDonald's and ordering two things. What do you think it is?
Would it be a
I would think just going through the drive-thru would give you a migraine because you can't even, like, they can't hear you. You can't hear them. They screw up your order.
Yeah.
All right. So it's fries, a large fry, and a large Diet Coke.
I was going to say Coke, but it's a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I guess it's like the combustion of sugar and salt just, like, makes your migraine go away.
There is some truth to that where I know – and Ashley can speak to it better than I can, but if she's getting a headache and she just drinks like a half a Dr. Pepper, a lot of
it's
times
better.
That'll knock it out. And it has to do with the caffeine.
So maybe there's something in that.
Yeah.
I heard diet, so what maybe if, it's regular.
What if McDonald's like originally engineered the migraine?
Oh, stop.
And they were like, okay, if we can get people to eat these, then it'll be in them. They'll have migraines. And then they have to come back and eat this to get rid of their migraine.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Yeah, I mean, seeing all the ads gives you a migraine.
You never know.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I do wish, I think the tragedy beyond like places like Pizza Hut closing down and just the fun that it generated for kids, we couldn't wait to shovel our food down at certain McDonald's so we could go to the play place. And there's 100 reasons why those are going away, but I miss them. I want to see more of the play places come back for kids.
Man, I don't miss those one bit.
I don't give a shit. Like, if it's loud, it's sticky, all the bullshit, germs. Kids, leave me alone. Go play. Yeah. I'd rather you be playing now than interrupting Ashley and I trying to talk about God knows whatever. But
don't you think it's a cesspool? That's where you're going to go. Of just massive
I remember
germs.
When I was little... we would see those, and I remember going past a restaurant because, like, each McDonald's would have like a different version of it,
indoor, outdoor.
Yeah, if you remember that one in Bellevue had a big outdoor one.
See, I don't.
Oh, you probably weren't going through that.
I do.
Which it was kind of neat, but
our McDonald's was too small. We didn't have a play place, so that was like another level of we're in Bellevue.
And then it like I guess as I got a little bit older, and I'm talking about like 8, 9 years old. I'd go in that place and just the smell of it. I'd like at that age, I would be like, I'm fucking going in here.
It's wet
and then,
socks.
And also,
bro.
they wanted me to take my shoes off.
Yeah,
and crawl in the place where all these kids in front of me was crawling around with their shoes off.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh god, this is gross, dude. Like I didn't want to go in there at that age.
And when we had kids, he was like, no.
And then
we're
on,
not letting
and
them
then on
there.
Top of that, they started making it like a zoo exhibit.
Yeah.
Where it became like an enclosed glass room.
Yes.
That, like Chick-fil-A has it.
That the kids basically couldn't get out of.
Love
like it.
It
was just like a one-way door.
And he's like, love it. Lock them in.
The Burger King in front of Menards is still like that. It's like, is it? It's its own thing.
Yeah.
And they've actually moved some tables in there now so you can go in there and eat.
I think those all started kind of closing down, right, with COVID. And I feel like the Chick-fil-A's are now going away with them.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't
reopen. But I think... Ben was ahead of the times being like, duh, we knew this was going to be a COVID. You need a tetanus shot to enter.
I just got like, old.
You could probably almost blame the outbreak on
play places.
No.
On the play places.
I'm going to go the opposite way. The reason we had such a great resistance up front was because McDonald's made sure everybody was sharing germs, snot everywhere, bare feet, socks everywhere.
Yeah, it could be a case for
that. I think that helped a lot of little immune systems out.
Can you just picture like a 7-year-old crawling through there, no shoes, one sock, a freaking 3/4 eaten cheeseburger in their hand.
It's slapping snot everywhere.
Yep. Dripping chicken nuggets all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good God.
I live it. I see it all the time.
But you do have a point. I've always said the kids are always so sick from like zero till they go to kindergarten because they're at daycare and they're getting everything. And then when they go to kindergarten, they got this immune system that all these kids that stayed at home with their one parent, they're always sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the ultimate like... American dichotomy, like you look at that, and then all the little kids have a mask on while they're in there doing it.
Yeah,
you're like,
so
this isn't adding up.
Yeah, like your ultimate way to like build up your kid's immune system is you start on the West Coast on let's say Interstate 80, and you hit You know, every time you have to stop for gas, you hit a McDonald's with a play place, and you say, you guys have to spend 15 minutes in that play place. Mm-hmm. And you just keep doing that until you get to the East Coast.
It reminds me of chicken pox. When you guys got chicken pox, didn't your parents be like, okay, go around your brothers and sisters so we can just everybody get it at one time?
Mm-hmm. My parents never told me that, no.
Oh, really? We were like, my mom was like, you're infected. Get it to your sisters so then everyone, we could wipe out the whole house at once.
So you can have shingles when you get older.
Everyone, our daughter had chicken pox, just one of the kids. Actually, she texted me the other day and was like, I remember you saying, I'm like, yep, yeah, chicken pox. She's like, damn it, I'm going to get shingles. Well, sorry, you were
Dang
the cutoff. Because then 4 years later, Haley never, she never got chicken pox. So I don't know, there's like this window of time for these children. Anyways, to your point, I do feel like it was like, go get sick. Yeah, everybody get sick at once.
Got to build up the immune system, right? I got one more restaurant that I forgot about that was kind of a thing. That was a fun thing for us. And it was a combination. Have you guys ever heard of Bonanza?
Yeah.
Isn't that a TV show?
It was.
Okay. That's all I've heard of.
But this was in Yankton, South Dakota as well. And it was buffet. It was like it was like Golden Corral, and I just remember the salad bar was so good. And I'm not a salad guy; I don't give a shit. But they had all those crazy toppings, you know, eggs, hard boiled eggs, the little minced ham, like four different types of croutons. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So like Dorothy Lynch, you know that Dorothy Lynch? Right. Are you kidding me, bro? Yeah. So like that was the thing. That if we were lucky, we got to go to Bonanza.
Is that still a thing? Is that,
I don't know.
Okay, I should look that up.
I've seen them, but I've never been in one.
Yeah,
really? You've seen it? I've never even heard of it.
I think it was a precursor to like or Golden Corral.
Yeah,
you know, and you're right. Buffets have taken on a bad name, and I think it's, you know, there's a little bit of that nose up in the air, like the typical clientele that you might run into, and also the demands.
Yeah.
I knew a guy that ran a restaurant up in a part of Omaha, and it was like, it was just every day he dealt with, they would eat their plate of food and then demand it for free because there was a hair in it or a fly in it. He's like, this, and they had to just close up. This restaurant chain just straight up said, fine, we're out.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, enough is enough. We're just going to close our doors and go to this part of Omaha. And then don't blame us.
Yeah.
Don't blame us. This is a reflection on your community and the, you know, like, so that, like, I don't know. Just be a good person, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, but Bonanza, that was
speaking
a big one.
I don't want to keep talking about buffets, but do you remember being a kid and going to the casino buffet?
Mm-mm.
No? Did your parents ever take you?
No.
I remember going a couple times.
The casinos were really new when we were younger.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but their buffets are still like the thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Except we went recently. Because someone had a birthday party, like they turned 50. Dead. It was super dead. The buffet, dead.
There was
no morning breakfast. Like, I don't know if they're going away. I don't know what it was. Yeah. It was weird.
That used to be the big thing, the casino buffet. Like, I remember being in college, like, we'd just drop everything. This party's lame. It's 3 a.m. Let's get out of here. 2 a.m. Let's
go get some food.
Let's go get that buffet at the casino.
Yeah.
We went to the casino buffet a few times, and that was always a real treat. I don't know what it cost. It probably cost a lot. I didn't see it when I was
probably
a kid.
Probably 20 bucks a plate.
It was like everything, man. Steaks, crab legs. I mean,
lobster
all the
tail.
Stuff. Yeah, that place was awesome.
And that was when I remember I went in college. It was kind of one of the first times I experienced that. He's like, I was just loading up my plate like I was at Bonanza. He's like, get that bread off your plate. We're going to the steak. You do not
fill up for that.
Yeah,
this is $25. We are getting steak, lobster, and more steak.
Yeah,
lobster is your salad here.
Oh, this is fun to kind of do like a...
It's just interesting throwback how we used to...
Are you in a better mood?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now he's going to be so happy all day.
Yeah, we'll go to the Burger King in Bellevue.
Oh, yeah, you should go leave here and go get a croissant sandwich.
We only got 29 minutes. I think they close at 10:30.
Well, let's close her up
right
now. Let's do it. Now I got the craving.
King.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess we're done then.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys got anything else?
What's the jingle for Burger King?
Have it your way at BK. Yeah,
that's right.
Have it your way. Man, I hope we get some royalties.
You
there.
Rule.
You rule. Oh. Yeah. Nice.
All right. Closing it down. See
later.
Ya.